only one more preseason episode, only one more preseason game. We are not really going to talk about the upcoming Bills game at all, but we will talk about how the roster's shaping up, how the offensive line is making us nervous, all of that good stuff. Preseason sucks so hard. Let's just move on. We are also going to do a Big Ten minute preview, because the next time you hear from us, there will already be college football happening. Where the Illini and the Gophers going to line up? Hard to say. It's going to be incredible. Oh my goodness, so much to talk about. Zero Dykes, let's finish the preseason.
Whispering words of nonsense, and it's free.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Dykes. Zero Dykes.
Zero Dykes.
Zero Dykes.
Zero Dykes.
Zero
Zerodox. Oh my god, Dan, it is late August. It is our last preseason episode. I think our second preseason episode if we're counting, but I don't know math. I don't know about you. Are the rumors true, Dan? Did you or did you not purchase a new microphone?
The rumors are true. Hey, how are you, silly slut? Thanks for having me on mute. Before when we were getting started here, I'm thinking I'm going fucking crazy. The rumors are true. This is a new microphone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it sounds good. Usually I hold a microphone in my hands. I don't know what to do with them now. So
you know what to do with your hands. You know exactly.
Oh, get over here, Grimace. Get over here. I'm going to slap your cheeks. I'm going to get on over here. Boing, 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 boing. Slap, 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 slap. Boing, boing, boing. Get back in your corner, Grimace. I'm done with you. I have a new microphone.
But anyway, Bill, I'm doing great. You're right. This is number two episode of the preseason. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to talk all about it, see how you're doing, see where we're at with the Bears. I love it all. I love it all. I'm all in.
You are all in. You're always all in. You're committed to our friendship. You're committed to Zero Dykes. You are committed to purchasing new material. And material, no, a microphone's not really material. I guess it might be. Ask Rick Fieldsman. He's more into, you know, defining words, I think. I can't wait to hear from him next episode before the Green Bay game, by the way. I miss him. I miss Frank. He'll be back, I'm sure. I miss Bears Fantasy Corner. And I miss just, you know, seeing you weekly, buddy. I really do.
I couldn't have said it better, buddy. I miss all of those people. Rick may be dead, though. I'm not sure. Although I did get a text from him that I may run into him this weekend.
Where?
Non-fantasy football related. At a soccer field, which is concerning because it will be at a children's soccer tournament this weekend in Aurora. Come on out.
It's definitely concerning because he
might be there. I don't know if he's living out there now. I don't know what's happening, but we were exchanging some texts. He's like, yeah, I'm actually going to see you out there. So I don't know if that was a threat or what, but we'll see.
I think we need to call the mayor and sheriff of Aurora. I think there are laws against his presence there.
Yeah. Do you know who the mayor is of Aurora by chance? It's a famous person.
Yeah, he ran for governor, didn't he? Richard something, right?
Nope. He was before. It's Mayor McCheese.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Has he been
that
stuffing?
That was terrible. Don't say that was good. You didn't mean it. That was terrible.
I love a good dad joke. You know I do. As does our audience, Dan. Let's see a next segment, buddy. Let's talk some Bears.
Slap my cheeks, Grimace and Pablo.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois.
boing, 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 boing.
Oh, baby, I just changed the text here on StreamYard. It gets Dan Doinks all revved up and ready to go. We are very organized. We are in regular season form, even though we are entering the third and final preseason game week. I don't know. I don't care. Dan, I'm so fucking sick of preseason. I am so sick of having to try to translate tweets or X's from all of the real media, quote unquote, wannabe media, quote unquote. Like, I'm just so sick of everything that is preseason, Dan. Do you agree? You're a huge preseason stan, I think.
Oh, I fucking hate the preseason so much. I mean, it's good that it's football. It's a football tease, right? To be like, oh, I can't wait to sit down and watch week two of preseason football. And then nobody we care about plays. And then we're talking about Tyson Bagent. I don't know how to say his name. We're talking about him nonstop and where he lands on this roster. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, get me to week one as soon as possible. So I do appreciate that the preseason's now only three games as opposed to four, but I'm done with it. Yeah, I'm absolutely done with it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I guess let's start because you mentioned Tyson Bagent. I don't know. Let's just start there. Do you think he should start over Justin Fields week one?
So my favorite thing this weekend on sports radio is were the people calling in to say, why is everyone saying there's a quarterback controversy? Literally nobody was saying it. Nobody was saying it, but it was just a bunch of the same people talking into a wall about should he be starting week one. I will say I kind of don't care who the backup is. I feel like it kind of should be this young kid, right? Like,
okay,
if Justin Fields isn't playing, season's over. It's who cares? Like, it's we're not going anywhere, so who gives a fuck? So let the young guy play. Maybe he's halfway decent for us to trade him down the road. I don't know, but who cares? Who cares? PJ Walker, what are we really going to tell about PJ Walker looks rough in the preseason? Nathan Peterman, well, what are we going to do with Nathan Peterman? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with him. So Tyson Bagent, yeah, sure. Let's start him week one. Why not? Who cares? Especially if the offensive line is going to be trash anyway. Who cares?
Let's put him out there immediately. It's the people I heard calling into the score this week talking about Bagent were like, you know, those stereotypical Bears fans that everybody in the world thinks we are, like, hey, I'm so happy we got this guy. Fields is a running back. You know, like, Jesus Christ. Yep. Like, let's way to fall in love with a guy from Shepherd University after, you know, 10 preseason snaps. I will say, though, I have enjoyed watching him play. I have. I do. I like his style. He does look pretty good. Luke Getsy absolutely shit on the idea of him like rising through the ranks though today. I don't know if you saw his quotes. He's like,
no.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, he had like one good drive. I think, you know, I know everybody's excited, but let's relax a little bit. But I guess to your point, what has PJ Walker ever done to like guarantee a guy like that the number two spot? I'm fine with Walker on the team. I want Nathan Peterman the fuck out of Hallis Hall. Like, get that.
Right.
Get that bastard out. Yeah. Well, 2 and 3, who cares? PJ Walker, kind of go fuck yourself.
Yeah, not great. Not great. That's what I mean. It's kind of just a theme with the whole team is our depth is trash anyway. I'm sure we'll talk about the offensive line, but who fucking cares? I mean, I think it was like Kaplan or something this week was like, you put him on the practice squad, he's gonna get scooped up by another team. No, he's not. Who's gonna sign him to their roster, their everyday roster? Who's using a quarterback spot for Tyson Bagent? Who, I mean, if you would have just read Twitter on Saturday of I would have thought he threw for 7 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, we must have won the game easily against the Colts. And he just went wild, had over 300 yards passing. He had 76 yards passing. Mm-hmm. And we had 1 rushing touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Who yeah. cares? So who cares? I would. Why not give him a shot? Like, I agree. He kind of looks okay, but
yeah, he's fun.
I'd put him like his, just put him second. Who cares?
Yeah. I like his tattoos.
Yeah. If the number 2 quarterback for the Chicago Bears is playing, we're fucked anyway. So who yeah. cares? So okay. you might as well put a guy in there who will be entertaining because. He's either going to be awesome and then we'll have real quarterback controversy, or he's going to be horrendous and it will be hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's funny. The debate about, do you protect, you know, do you make him number 3, carry 3 quarterbacks, or do you risk putting him on the practice squad? The only people nervous about that are David Kaplan and, oddly enough, David Haw. Super nervous that he's going to get scooped up by somebody.
Must be a David thing. All Davids are real uneasy about practice squad guys. That's silly.
Yeah, it is. It's Let's move on. Let's talk about the real issue with the Bears right now. It's something that you put pins and needles on. That doesn't make any sense. The offensive line, the lack of depth, it's already tested. Tevin Jenkins cannot be trusted. That son of a bitch. First of all, have you ever heard about a guy getting not 1, but 2 calf injuries, like, at the same time? Has that ever happened to you in your football experience?
No.
Or life experience, Dan?
No, I think it's real fishy, that injury. It sounds like somebody who is, like, jumping out of an apartment window or something, right? It doesn't sound like a football injury, especially when there was no mention of it after any practices, any actual football action. That was just sort of from the clouds. Brad Biggs, he seemed as the first one on it, right?
Finally.
Kudos to him for finally
first thing he's ever.
So, I mean, we've talked about this. Are we allowed to just to be disgusted with Tevin Jenkins at this point about how dinged up he is?
Yes. Yes.
It's so frustrating.
And fuck Tevin Jenkins.
Fuck him. And the fact that he gets hurt and then we have to shuffle the entire line around. And I think, like, Cody Whitehair doesn't even have a thumb injury or something, so snapping the ball is a problem. Like,
yes.
Why are we? I mean, my feelings I've put it out there that I wanted us to draft the Gopher center, right? Like, that would have solved a lot of our problems. And I can't remember now who we took instead of him. Do you remember offhand? I meant to look it up, but
I think it was Tyreek Stevenson.
All right. So he's good. Like, I think he's going to be good. So I can justify that, but to not prioritize the line a bit more and like in the middle of the line to sort of even things out a bit, I think is a problem. And the fact that Lucas Patrick is now in the mix at center, that's bad. That's really bad. Jenkins getting hurt's like, all right, pick your poison. We got to bring Lucas Patrick in. We got to move Cody Whitehair to guard, or we can bring in Alex Leatherwood. It's like, oh my God, this is not good. Mm-hmm. So, and Nate Davis, he's practicing now, but is he just an asshole? Is that what I'm picking up from the media? Like, he just doesn't want to practice.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. That he didn't practice today though. Neither he nor Patrick could stomach practicing 2 in a row. So it's like, which honestly, I kind of respect.
Was it the heat today?
They practice inside. They practice inside. It's ridiculous. So I respect it. It's funny, for as much as like Eberflus tries to be like that hard guy, our training camp's gonna be hard. Like, the amount of time off that these veterans have had, and some of the younger dudes that we assume are not like terribly injured, guys like Brisker and Velus Jones hasn't practiced in like 3 months. Can we just cut him?
I think he has severed hands. I think that's his problem.
I think
he's hard to play without. It was just a couple of nubs.
Yeah, it's not great. You sent me what I would describe as a sext earlier this week saying, can we put Doug Kramer in at center? Is this like, is that a thing?
I was baiting you, just for the record. Like, I was baiting you a little bit, and it worked.
But it did. Yeah, I started, like, trying to give you some of his bona fides from U of I. But, honestly, who is Lucas Patrick at this point? Like, that guy, I think you said he sucks. I don't remember, like, I think our buddies at Average Cheese were like, definitely don't put him at guard. Maybe yeah. It's center, but you're not going to feel great about it. Yeah, I feel terrible that he's going to be our week one starting center.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That sucks. And you're right. I give Average Cheese guys credit because they were the first ones to tell us basically, like, do not get comfortable with Lucas Patrick. And they were right. He stinks. He's not good. Yeah, that's a real problem. And some of the debate a little bit this week is, should Justin play this next preseason game, the last one, if the offensive line is a mess? Guys, you got to figure it out. Like, we are down to a handful of days before week one. You got to figure it out. We got to roll it out there. And if it's this terrible offensive line, we need to put it all together. So he needs to be out there, and we need to just figure this out. And he's very well could be running for his life again. And that's not going to be great. So
no,
I don't feel great about it, Bill.
I know.
How'd that sound in the new mic?
It sounded pretty good. I'll be curious to hear it back if it's real bassy. Yeah. I hope Getsy's smart enough to protect him for preseason game number three. I do. I agree. You need to get him out one more time since he didn't play him week two. Some people were all fired up, like the damn Pompeys of the world were all pissy that most of the starters weren't playing game two at Indianapolis. Patrick Mahomes is playing. Well, my guess is Patrick Mahomes is probably not playing the third preseason game. So I think you just pick one of the two. Like, just relax. Relax,
and I can appreciate that they probably had a lot of good practices with the Colts. So if they felt like they had seen enough during those practices, that they had gotten good reps and you didn't get it in a game, I think that's fine. I think that's totally fine. I didn't have a problem with it, but I do think that he should play this week. And I assume he will, at least for a series or two.
Yeah.
Cause he's only thrown what, like two to four total yards in the air week one. Which was somehow his fault. He's somehow not a good quarterback because he scored two touchdowns, but he didn't throw it far. So, oh my God, Twitter's a disaster. Let's get through this preseason. It's terrible.
Yeah. I'm so sick of this conversation we've had for now five seasons about, do you play him or do you not play him? Ooh, yeah. Nagy fucked up. Oh, he's right. All that from day one of this podcast, from Nagy to Eberflus. Let's move on to other roster battles within the team. Okay, we mentioned wide receiver. Let's get back to that in a second. I think, Dan, we have a very pleasurable problem now at edge. I think we have too many.
Oh, boy, here we go. So let's hear about it. Lay it on me.
I love Terrell Lewis. Did I get that right? I love him so much. I think because he looks like Khalil Mack because he wears 52 and he keeps getting to the quarterback against probably the third string left tackle. And Travis
Gibson. He's currently
Gibson.
Listed as fourth on the depth chart.
Not great. Not great. Can we not, though, in all seriousness, can we not, like, sacrifice a running back for an extra pass rusher? Like, people keep saying Travis Gibson, he's on the block. You can only keep one of Terrell Lewis and Travis Gibson. Why can you only keep one?
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense to me. Why do we have to keep Travis Homer for special teams? Fuck that guy.
I'm with you. Is Travis Homer gonna make the team? Is that a likely scenario?
I think if he has Kevin Fishsticks from The Athletic, he's like, you can't get rid of a guy like that on punt blocks. You can't do it. Really?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm totally with you. You got to have as many pass rushers as you can and just keep firing them in there, keep them fresh. I'm 100% in on that. Travis Homer won't see the field. You're right. I'm willing to sacrifice the punt block team for a fucking few extra, an extra push on the defensive side. That's
regret,
a great call.
We're going to regret this, though. I know we feel very certain about it, but now I'm picturing Trenton Gill just getting completely blindsided on a crucial punt, and you and I might be to blame for that.
Do you think there's a moment that's going to happen this year when, if that happens, and we're going to be like, oh, if only we had Travis Homer? I think this is the last time we're going to say his name this season, Bill. There's no chance. Travis Homer. Who the fuck is that?
I know. Yeah. Between, you got to keep him and Trenton Ebner or whatever, Treston Ebner, whatever the fucker was that we drafted last year from Baylor. That guy sucks. We were sold a bag of goods on that guy. And Velus Jones. I'm bringing up Velus again. Velus, I saw there was a quote this week that really fired up Twitter X about Richard Hightower.
Is it still Twitter?
Let's just call it Twitter. Fuck Elon. Okay. Is it Elon? Elon,
it's
right?
Elon.
It's Elon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you got it.
Thank you. Richard Hightower called Velus Jones one of the best kick returners in the league, which statistically he was last year. He was top three for kick returns. Everybody read it as a punt returner and completely lost their minds that he was like a top three punt returner. But no, of course he's not. And he has even kick Jim Abbott's arms.
I don't know that I recall him ever returning a kickoff, to be honest.
I think that's the point. There's so few kickoff returns in general. Like, I just think he, by default, was up there because he had like 10 returns for an average of like 31 yards.
That makes no sense to me. No, I got no
use. Would you cut him tomorrow, Dan? If I walked into your room, your office, and you're Ryan Poles, and I said, and I'm Richard Hightower, and I'm trying to make a case for Velus, what would be the case to keep him?
Yeah, I guess he'd be a punt return. You're just giving him another chance, right? I guess he wouldn't. It was a mistake to draft him that high, so you're just trying to justify that you took a guy, you reached on a guy who's 47 years old. Mm-hmm. But I guess who's returning punts then? Is it Dante Pettis?
Yeah, who I think is basically dead, I think is part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it should be, I don't know. I guess if you're asking me, should we keep Velus or Travis Homer Simpson, I'm going to go with Velus in that case. So I don't know who he's going up against, but if it's a slam dunk, I mean, I'm going to be terrified every time he's returning a punt. Like that first preseason game was, what? He's can't even help himself. He lives to drop the ball.
I know. I get flashbacks to the Washington Commanders game we were at that he fucking blew that. And I know. Kickoffs, okay. Because at least if he's fumbling the ball around, he's got enough time to get it back and maybe make something of it, right? Yeah,
right.
Punts, that ain't happening. I hate him. Cut him tomorrow. I don't. He
don't
seems
care
like a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. Twitter's trying to tell me that this Dante Fountain guy or whatever, the guy that he caught the last touchdown pass from Nathan Peterman in the Colts game, they're trying to convince me that he's something. I've never heard of this guy, Dan. Can you tell me anything about
Fountain? So his name is Dorrice Fountain.
Oops,
so you're already off on that.
Oh boy.
Drafted in by the Colts in 2018. He was a fifth round pick out of Northern Iowa. Let's see if I got some stats for you. Career stats. He played in 5 games for the Colts in 2020. He had 2 receptions for 23 yards.
Okay.
What's FD? Oh, we got 2 first downs out of those 3 catches. So that's cool.
Okay.
I played 2021 for the Chiefs. So that's cool.
Okay.
And he had 2 tackles. Those are his only stats. Yeah. Travis, he's basically Travis Homer. So, all right, now we're cooking. I'd rather have Dorrice Fountain than Travis Homer.
There we go. Okay.
I think we got it figured out.
Kiss our ass, Velas and Travis. We got a new sheriff in town. Why is Velas not like, practicing?
If we cut Velas, I will miss the old person jokes. Like, I enjoy those, and Bears fans get upset now. Like, they're like, oh, that joke's played out. Nope, I will do it forever. I will do it as long as he's in my life, because it's hilarious. He's 6 months older than Lamar Jackson. He's 5 years older than Joe Montana. Like, I love all of the jokes. They fucking kill me. Mm-hmm. He's so old, and he's still fast. He's Jim Abbott, like you said.
Yeah, he's Jim Abbott. So when if he's running a jet sweep, just put it in his belly and hope one of those hooks grabs that pigskin. Just hope for the best. That's all he is. He's a gadget guy. Mm-hmm.
Let me just ask you a question, a little off topic here.
No problem.
If you had a nub, for our listeners out there, Bill has two working hands. Last I checked, would you be like a fake hand guy? Would you just rock the nub? Would you go hook? Isn't there like a squeezy hook thing you can do as well? How does that? Mm-hmm. First of all, how does that work? How do they get the squeezy things going? Mm-hmm. Are they like? Is that for like people with like little fingers in there? How does that work? Talk to me, Bill.
It would. My guess is the squeezy hook thing that you're trying to describe. That's got to be good for like if you're addicted to smoking cigars. Like that would be my guess. I would say, give me whatever is.
I'd be pinching buns. Pinch, 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 pinch.
Yeah.
Give me a lady. Pinch, 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 pinch.
Give me whatever is going to pleasure my lady in the bedroom, Dan. If it's probably not a piercing hook, then at that point, I'm guessing that would not be good for pillow talk that leads to other things. That rubber hand, I feel like I'm picturing like Kingpin, right? It's a Kingpin thing, isn't it? Like gets caught on the ball. So yeah, you.
I don't know why you're trying. Just a wobbly rubber.
You're trying to get frisky at night, and you can't control any of the digits. It's probably. I feel like I guess what I'm learning here quickly is don't lose your hands because you'll probably lose your wife. That's my guess. I'm not saying that our wives would be superficial enough to leave us because we lost our hands. But I wouldn't be surprised also.
I guess similar question for a lost leg. Do you go?
I would go a rubber hand on my lost leg. Just like a real giant one too that like. You would notice, like, just completely outrageous, like a giant catcher's mitt.
Why? Why is that funny? Why don't people go pegs anymore, like a peg leg?
Probably I think that would be hilarious. I'm guessing probably.
Wood, oh, it's a wood issue?
Yeah, it's a timber problem in the Pacific Northwest. Well,
yeah, lumber is still expensive. Mm-hmm. So what were we talking about?
What would you do? What would you do? Let's leg?
Or yeah, arm, well, or leg, or both?
Both.
I prefer the pinchy hooks for my. I haven't thought about my leg for the pinchy hooks, but I would definitely go hook. The rubber hand is like, who are you fooling? Like, I'm not. I can't deal with that. So, and the leg, I feel like the peg leg would be awesome. Like, just imagine you're going to work. You know, you show up to a meeting, you have like dress pants on and a dress shoe, and then just peeking out at the bottom is a little piece of wood, like the bottom of a pool stick. And that's pretty. Pool stick? Pool cue. Yeah. That's what we call it. I think that would be hilarious. The balance thing might be an issue, but you know, you get that worked out after a while.
I think so.
I think I'd go peg. But I feel like the springy leg would also be awesome. Like the Justin Pistorius springy legs would be pretty sweet.
That'd be that would be sharp. That'd be a sharp look. Now, at the at the bottom of your peg, would you have a shoe or would you have like a Pee Wee Herman doll?
I would be a tennis ball, like the bottom of an old lady's walker. Yeah, it would be a tennis ball for sure. Like a fresh one. I'd put a fresh one on like once a month. So,
got to keep that fuzz fresh.
Yeah. And then, it'd be a lot of jokes. You come home and be like, ooh, my dogs are barking. And then you just like flick that tennis ball off your peg. It would be great.
That sounds good. Yeah, that's great. Dan, how was your experience at Bears Titans?
Well, it feels like it was a while ago. It was preseason football it's a wild ride. I took one of my daughters, being like, this is a normal game. It's very family friendly. And about 5 minutes into sitting down, I had to explain to her that she was going to hear some swearing and she was just going to have to handle it and act like a big kid.
How old's your daughter? How old's your daughter then?
She's nine. Okay. Because there was a gentleman behind me who was yelling a lot of F-bombs at the Bears and specifically calling out coverages of the defense for Justin and PJ. Very unnecessary because we definitely don't sit that close, but he was shouting like he had a headset on and that they could hear him. And that's a normal thing to do for a coach. And so he was very fired up. I don't know what happened. There were quite a few fans like that around us. It was hot as balls. It was like so hot. I stayed till halftime because it was too hot. And Soldier Field continues to be an absolute disaster concession-wise. We walked up to the normal concession stand. I said, I'll take a beer. They said, yeah, the tap's not working. I go, this is the first Bears game of the year, right? And they're like, what do you want me to say? I was like, all right, great customer service. they only offer chicken tenders now, which is fine. Not okay great. And then I said, oh, all right, well, whatever. I'll use my, you scan like a code and you get like a discount. And they're like, yeah, it doesn't work either. You're gonna have to go downstairs to take care of that. I was like, you guys are fucking crushing it today. So I don't know what's happening. It's now you've been there. The stand that's my usual go-to beer stand.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was a burrito bowl place, and then it turned into like a poke bowl, and I was like, great, I can't wait to see what it is. It's now just a grab and go beer stand. So you grab your own beer, you scan it, and you go. I'm actually kind of pumped about that.
I was going to say, I don't hate that at all. Yeah.
No, the weird food element is gone. I don't think I've ever seen anybody actually order food from whatever stand was there. So I like that. I like that. And it feels like you probably just steal beers from there as well. So I look forward to breaking the law during Bears games. But otherwise, it's good to be back in Soldier Field. There was decent energy. I don't know. It was a different experience with my daughter because she wanted to be like, oh, let's go get my face painted. Let's get a picture with one of those cameras that spins around and you do a weird pose. Like, ooh, Charlie's Angels. She doesn't know what Charlie's Angels is, but so it was a weird experience, but whatever. She enjoyed it, I think.
Did you tell her you were gonna take her to a Taylor Swift concert and then it was Bears Titans?
Well, she was lucky enough to see Taylor Swift at Soldier Field, so that was also the majority of the day. She's like, oh, I already saw this. I was here for Taylor Swift. She's like, have you ever been here before? Yep, I recognize that. I was here for Taylor Swift. I don't know if you heard that. I was Taylor Swift. Stage was right there. I was like, all right, dick. Like, knock it off. Spoiled little bitch. just knock it off. Or I'll give you a peg leg.
With a tennis ball or a Pee Wee Herman balancing doll at the bottom. Did you see any so explosive with your new mic.
Sorry, the new mic might have been a little hot on that one.
Oh, it was fantastic. Sorry to the listeners for blowing out your eardrums. Barrel status. Any update?
You know, I didn't look. Hand up. That's on me. Okay. I didn't get a barrel account, but I assume they were not there because they were an absolute disaster. So,
are you going to the Bills game? No. Why would you? Okay.
No, I probably will see Rick instead in Aurora.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, I think this concludes Bears preseason talk. I don't know about you, unless you got anything else to add.
Are you worried?
Doesn't look like it. I'm worried about the offensive line, and which makes me worried about Fields and the offense in general. Yeah, I still have good Bears buzz, but it's been a little bit diminished thanks to fucking Tevin Jenkins, which shame on me.
That just tells you how fragile we are as a team, as an offense, that we're hinging our hopes on Tevin Jenkins. The guy can't
don't offer
stay
that
on the
fucker. Don't offer him a contract beyond. I assume this is his last year as a second rounder from a few years ago, right? Yeah.
It has to. Yeah, it has to be. Fuck him. I think we're just done with him. We need you, but fuck you.
I know. Which is too bad.
Come on back.
Good.
Get healthy, buddy. But fuck off. Yeah.
I know. Can't trust him. No. Mm-mm. Are you worried? How do you feel?
I feel the same. I'm worried. I'm worried. Our depth is a problem. Our offensive line is a problem. If our offensive line falls apart, it's going to be more of the same as last year. DJ Moore is going to be irrelevant. So. I'm still worried about our defense as well. I think our D-line feels better, but and they're getting to the quarterback, but when the real shit hits, I think it could be a problem. So I'm a little worried. Where do we stand with Eberflus?
Prove it year.
Yeah. Isn't that a crazy second year? Yeah. And he didn't have anything to work with last year. He's a weird dude. He has
too many cats still, right?
Too many cats.
Yeah.
I hate admitting this. In the back of my mind, he feels like the guy before the guy. He feels like he feels like a Rick Renteria a little bit. Like
that's not a bad thing though, necessarily, right? You can still like ramp him up and then Poles strikes me as a guy that would recognize that too. Like, if that's it, right? Like, he's pretty cold blooded, I feel like. We'll see.
But he hired him, didn't he? Am I wrong? Didn't he hire him?
No, he did.
Yeah.
He did. But I think if some like connection from Kansas City or wherever arrives, like on Poles radar, that's going to be better than Eberflus. Unless Eberflus goes like, 12-5 this year, then you can't touch him, obviously. That's like the Dick Juron like dome around you, even though you want to fire him, you just can't. I'm not sold on Eberflus or the staff in general. I mean, Getsy, I have a total love hate relationship with. Like, he seems like he knows what he's doing, and then I guarantee you by week 5, we will have fucking sent him to hell at least 3 times, I'm guessing, right? I mean, it's just kind of typical Bears fans too, right? But Alan Williams.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. No. I'm not sold on that guy. If Richard Hightower is rubbing Velas's, geriatric ass, that's not a great sign that he has good judgment. There's questions, Dan. But I still think we're gonna win the North. Though, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know if that was your follow-up. We're still going to win the North.
Yeah. Yep. All right. That's fair. We should say that for the real preseason action.
Next week? Yeah.
2 weeks? Yeah. 2 weeks.
Couple weeks. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fair. I just want to say I'm concerned about I'm concerned about this team. I feel maybe a little worse than I did last time we spoke.
Yeah.
And I can't but help to feel like something's off with Eberflus. He's the guy before the guy.
Okay.
And I hate wasting time on the guy before the guy. I also just don't like somebody's face. He just, something feels off. I can't, we'll figure it out. And I hope he proves me wrong, but he feels like the guy before the guy. I'm going to keep saying it.
Is it his teeth?
Maybe his hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's off. And it is the hits stuff and the cats. None of that helps. So
do we need him to peel up his, I've never seen his legs. Does he need to peel up those khakis so we can see if he's got anything below the knee?
He's got the two, he's got the spring legs. He would move way up in my power rankings if he had a peg leg, at least one.
Dan Weeder, next press conference, fucking ask him. We know you listen, Dan. We know you listen. Ask him to show everybody his legs at the press conference.
And if we could get our other Dan Pompey listening, if you could please give us a top 25 all-time fake legs for the Bears, that would be great. I would love that. I would read that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Johnny Liverlips from 1923 had a bum flipper. Dan, let's conclude preseason talk 5 minutes after we concluded Bears preseason talk and move on to something very close to our hearts. The Big Ten Minute. College football starts this weekend. See you next segment, buddy. I love you and your limbs.
Ha ha!
A lot I will let you down. A line I will make you hurt.
Weirdest Big Ten Minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten Minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm like pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
Oh, the Big Ten Minute. The Big Ten.
Who's going to be heading to Pasadena this fall? The Rose Bowl still a thing? Or are we done with that? I don't know how any of this works anymore. But we have week 0? Question mark. That's happening this weekend in Ireland, correct? Notre Dame and Navy. Haven't seen a line for that. It's got to be massive. Darren will be there, I assume. Hopefully the cash registers go down again so the beer is free. But let us talk about Big Ten football. Your Illini, I feel like, are getting a lot of hype. There's a defensive player who, D lineman. Supposed to be amazing, right? I think he's going to be a first-round pick, maybe a top 10 pick even. As a non-Illini fan, that scares me a little bit, I'll be honest. As someone who only banks at the PJ Fleck Bank, that's going to be – I'm afraid he's going to take all of my coins. But, Bill, how do you want to do this? You just want to tell me how you feel about your Illini? Do we want to give me a win total? This is your world, and I'm just living in it, baby.
Yeah, you and I don't come prepared to these episodes, as I'm sure is very evident to our listeners. Thank you so much for sticking in, all of you, during our fifth season. Thank you so much, and we apologize. Thank you, and you're welcome. And yeah, we'll start with the Illini, because we're stationed in Illinois, the western suburbs of Chicago. And yeah, Illini, they're getting a decent amount of hype. I see the same things you do, Dan. I am way too online, just like you. Johnny Newton is the guy you're thinking of. He is a first-team preseason AP All-American defensive lineman. He is awesome. I'd love the Bears to get him, just for the record. That dude is tremendous. I love him. I already said that. They also have Keith Randolph. I think it's Randolph on the defensive line. Whatever. Their defense is going to be good again. I think we talked about that last episode. I think Illinois is going to be good. They have a chance to win the West. They're not going to be favored. That's fine. No big deal. But let me tell you, Dan, if there's one thing you and the audience know about me, is I am a huge supporter of PFF. Right?
Yeah.
Huge PFF guy. Yeah, absolutely. I've never questioned their methods, their results, anything like that. PFF has Illinois as a power ranking of number 20 in the nation. Their average win total is 7.5, which I can't remember if Vegas has them at 6.5 or 7.5 over. I can't remember. 82% chance of making a bowl. That's obvious. 8% mm-hmm. chance of winning the Big Ten, and a 6% chance of being in the college football playoff. I will take those odds all fucking day. Dan, I'm here to tell you right now. I know some people love Wisconsin. You and I are not two of those people.
No, definitely
I know,
not.
I know some people love Iowa to win the Big Ten West. You and I are neither of those mm-mm. two people either. I'm saying right now, balls on the table, August 23rd, possibly, 9:38 p.m., Illinois is winning the Big Ten West. And they are beating either Ohio State or Michigan in the Big Ten championship game.
Whoa.
That's going to happen. That's happening. Okay. You want to know why, Dan? Because first Big Ten game Illinois is playing is week 3 against Penn State at home. Illinois beats Penn State. I'm going to be there. I'm in the house. That's the toughest game on the schedule. Period. End of story. Go Illini. How about the Gophers?
Wow. I don't know how I can follow that up. I was looking at the Illini schedule. Their schedule is pretty soft.
Yeah, that's they're real lucky this year. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me back up a little bit.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I think last time we spoke, you were a little concerned about the opening game against Toledo.
I still am.
But now you have them going to the playoff?
No, not necessarily. I have them winning the West and then winning the Big Ten championship game, which should
put them in the playoff. Okay, fuck it. Let's do it.
Okay,
how many
let's do it.
All right, let's go. Toledo.
Win.
Kansas, at Kansas.
Win.
Penn State.
I'm nervous about that one, too, for the record. I'm very nervous about that one. Penn State's win, 3-0 start.
Florida Atlantic.
Obvious win. It's not basketball.
At Purdue.
Win. Bielema's night not game losing to Walters.
Night game against Nebraska.
It's at home?
Home.
Win.
At Maryland.
Loss.
Maryland?
Yeah. Yeah, we've never beaten Maryland.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you have them at 6-1.
Okay.
At home against Wisconsin.
Win.
7. At Minnesota.
Win. Sorry.
8. Indiana.
Obvious. Revenge last year.
Okay, so 9-1. At Iowa.
Win because their best defender just got suspended for the year.
Okay, and then you're finishing with Northwestern.
They won't give up a point. 11-1.
Okay, Bill. So you have them at 11-1 going to the Big Ten championship game and beating Ohio State and Michigan. And you're telling me they're not going to get into the playoff?
Okay, we're in the playoffs. We're in the fucking college football playoffs. Okay. Thank you, Big Ten West. Thank yeah. you for one final gift. You know what, Dan? Illinois is going to win the national championship this year.
I love it. I love you so much, buddy. This is amazing. This is so good. I love every second of it. So the Gophers are not as fortunate with their schedule. I'll say that. I think they're going to be an okay team. They're going to be another physical team. Their defense will be okay. They'll probably run the shit out of the ball, even though they lost quite a bit on their offensive line. But their over under is 7.5 wins, which I immediately was like, oh, they're going to hit that easily. But let me run through the Gophers schedule.
Okay.
At home against Nebraska should be a win. They're 7-point favorites.
1-0.
At home against Eastern Michigan.
2-0.
Then they are at North Carolina, 21 ranked North Carolina. That's probably not going to be great.
They have a really good quarterback. right? Top five Drake quarterback.
North Carolina quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky. That guy's going to stink it. Drake May, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to suck in the pros.
Okay. But will PJ beat him week three?
Probably not.
2-1.
Then they have Northwestern at Northwestern. Louisiana, weird game week five at home.
4-1. 4-1.
Then they are at home against Michigan.
What do you think?
No, probably a loss.
4-2.
At Iowa. They haven't beat Iowa, I think, since World War II at this point. Let's count it as a loss. Well, we're conservative right now.
4-3.
They're at home against Michigan State following that. That's a win.
5-3.
At home against Illinois, that's a win. At Purdue. At Purdue. That one always gets squirrely. It's always like that's a 9 a.m. game every week, every year they play at Purdue.
Yep.
Let's call that a win. And then they have their last two games at Ohio State and then at home against Wisconsin. Mm. So this is a tough run this year. This is not great.
No. 7.5's shit. That feels high. I feel like that's 7-5, right?
I had the same thought.
7-5. Yeah.
Yeah. And then some places have it at 7, paying a little juice, but I don't feel great about the schedule. That's tough. I mean, it's going through Illinois and going through Minnesota's it's like night and day. So it's going to be, I'm not super confident. I wish I was, but this is not going to be great. I want to beat Iowa and I want to beat Illinois this year.
I don't
know. No offense.
No, none taken. It would. Yeah. PJ's certainly due against Bielema. Did you say Ohio State? You say they play Ohio State also or no? Did I mishear you? I apologize.
Yeah, they're at Ohio State
and Michigan for your non-divisional games. That's brutal. That's brutal.
Isn't that awful?
That sucks. Yeah, that's Illinois. I think 2024 is something similar. That just blows. Yeah. That's horrible luck. Horrible luck. The Athletic, is it Stuart Mandel? That Northwestern
brother,
grad dork. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I wonder if he's scared of germs too. Oh, don't touch my stub. Don't touch it. Don't touch. Never mind.
Watch me put this rubber glove on my head. Speaking of rubber hands, I blew it up. Look at me. It's a gag. I used to have a mullet.
He did, didn't he? Show me your briefcase, Princess Merkel. Right? Wasn't Merkel on?
Maybe
on Howie's show. I think so.
Have you seen the movie Little Monsters? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I've
Fred
never
Savage
seen it.
Fred Savage and Howie Mandel. I had a memory that movie was amazing. I loved it as a kid. I just made my kids watch it. It is awful. It is a horrible movie. He's not funny. Makes a lot of crude, like a lot of crotch grabbing jokes and stuff like that. It is not funny. It's terrible. And I have been unable to live that down in this house.
We're too highfalutin here on Zero Dunks to make jokes, lowbrow jokes like that, obviously.
We would never. Yeah. We would never.
No, we would never. So Howie's brother, Stu, he has Minnesota at 6-6, 4-5 in the Big Ten. And Illinois at 7-5, 5-4. He has Wisconsin winning the Big Ten at 7-2, and Iowa coming in second at 6-3. Wisconsin, I love that Wisconsin's getting all the shine, though. I do.
Yeah.
Just because they've got Fickell, right? That's
right.
That's
Have they actually gotten better? Or it's just Fickell related?
We don't know. We don't know that, right?
I don't know. Let's see what their schedule looks like while we're here.
Okay. That's fine. No,
we'll just do it quickly.
Our fans are all about it. And Iowa, Iowa's D tackle. Did you see that today? Suspended for the year for gambling. What the fuck?
Nice.
What is going on in Iowa? What is going on?
I don't know.
And Cade McNamara is probably out week one. He's hurt already.
Oh,
that's not great.
That's not great. Yeah. Bad juju over there in Iowa.
How do you feel, Tim?
Oh yeah. Wisconsin's schedule looks real soft.
Oh boy.
Buffalo. At home against Buffalo, at Washington State, at home against Georgia Southern, and then they're at Purdue, home against Rutgers, home against Iowa, at Illinois.
Loss.
Home against Ohio State. That's tough.
Loss.
And then they finish at Indiana, home against Northwestern, home against Nebraska, and then at Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota could fucking ruin the West for them. That is awesome.
That would be great.
I can't wait for that.
PJ plays them well. There's a fly right that's – I don't know if you can see
great
it.
Great catch.
Jesus Christ. Did you have fly issues last week?
I did last time. They're gone now, but apparently they've transferred on StreamYard. Thank you, StreamYard, for my flies to Dan's house. Really appreciate it. In all seriousness, though, I think we said it last time. If Illinois cannot win the West, I want Minnesota to win it. You did not make the same promise to me. Are you willing right now to change your mind and tell me, your friend, that if the Gophers do not and cannot win the West, that you want Illinois to?
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. I won't do that. Been a lot of mean things said to me the last few years. No, I can't do it, buddy. I will root for your happiness.
Mm-mm. You're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Just you. Yeah, I'd be happy for you.
It doesn't compute.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, no, there's. Nah. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I would. Okay. I'd be letting my family down if I caved like that.
Well, your daughter gave you shit because you didn't take her to the Taylor Swift concert times two at Soldier Field. So
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, William. Uh-huh. I bought those fucking tickets.
Oh, God.
And I bought them because I have fucking Bears season tickets. That's how I got them. So she could shut up. You could shut up. Brett Bielema can shut up.
Ooh,
Pee-wee's canceled. He was diddling and fiddling. His brother loves Penn State. It's not a coincidence. Mm-hmm. That was a callback to last episode. Mm-hmm. Are you a Swiftie? Are you a Taylor Swift guy?
I don't hate her music. And my kids, my son denies liking her, but I know he does. And my daughter. That should be her first concert, but I'd have to sell my house probably to
I'll also have you know that I saw Taylor Swift at Soldier Field with my oldest daughter 4 years ago. So I was a Swiftie way before she even knew what the fuck music was. So she can grow up and shut up. Zero doinks.
You're a good dad. Go Illini. Can't wait for college football to start. Thank God. I'm glad they don't have a preseason. You know, NFL, take some notes. Take some notes, Goodell. College kids don't need it. Neither do you. Go Illinois. Go Gophers. Unless they're going to win the West over Illinois. fuck Iowa. Sorry, Tim. Fuck Wisconsin.
Agreed.
And nobody else is going to compete with them. Sorry, Frank. Northwestern. Just...
dead. They should shut that program down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zerdoinks. See you on the back end.
Slap, slap. Row the boat.
Cats can break your heart. Have you beg and please? Beg and please.
Let's wrap this motherfucker up. Amen.
Please be seated, Bill. Big week for you and your Nashville White Sox. It was actually kind of a nice distraction from the Tyson Bagent debate that was happening all week, but surprising Sox stuff, it was like 2 days in a row of a report and then a couple of firings. I'm just going to shut my mouth. You give us your feelings on this, buddy.
It was nice to have good White Sox news for 14 hours, and then Jerry Reinsdorf took a shit on my chest, I think would be the summary. And all of the White Sox fans, I'm sure, feel the same way. Bob Nightingale, I hope you're wrong. You're probably not. USA Today, you were right on with the Tony La Russa stuff. You were the only person reporting that. I laughed at you. Everybody laughed at you. I still owe Grease Tank Frank, rest in peace, Wildcats football. I owe him me smoking a full pack of cigarettes, because I think that was my promise to him. If Tony La Russa was hired, that I was going to smoke it, like, you know, chain smoke it. So, Grease Tank, you got to visit Chicago again, and we'll make that happen. Anyway, I'm glad Han and Kenny Williams are gone. That's great. I am not happy that Jerry Reinsdorf still owns the team. I wish he would sell it. I don't believe that they will move to Nashville. I think that's stupid. If it did right now, I would root it on because I'm miserable. And I don't, but I also don't see it happening. I think they will move to the suburbs before they would move to Tennessee. No offense to all of our Tennessee listeners. I want to put on some boots and I want to sing some songs with you on Main Street. What's the street in Nashville?
Broadway.
Broadway. That's it. Okay. Who, Cotton Eye Joe, where you come from? Where do you go? What is that? Is that what they sing a lot? I've never been.
Yeah. Yeah. You nailed it. You nailed
it. So it happens. Okay. Bob Nightingale said that the Sox are simply going to promote Chris Getz to the GM role from his role of doing a terrible job at player development and scouting and and then hire some old guy from the Royals to work for him, because apparently the Sox love Kansas City Royals guys. Why are they doing that? That doesn't make any sense. I'm willing to give like Getz a chance. Like I would feel like an idiot and a jerk for not doing that, but that seems stupid. Like, why would you announce that, or why would you leak that, I should say, to Bob Nightingale less than a day after firing two people that should have been fired 8 years ago? And
why are you not taking your time? Tony La Russa
is a consultant. Yeah. Tony La Russa is a consultant. Why? What? I thought he died. Why is Tony La Russa involved? Dan? God damn it, Jerry Reinsdorf. Fuck you. God damn it.
He's awful. Jerry's awful. I genuinely feel for Sox fans. This has been such an awful, awful year. And only to top it off with the talk of them moving the team. And, you know, it's going to be a few years of that shit, I'm sure. Of like, ugh, I need a stadium. You just need him to go away. And I don't know what the answer is there. If he's
death.
I'm not sure. I don't know that I get good vibes from his son either. I don't know that Michael Reinsdorf is too far off from his father in that regard. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything really to prove that, but I don't know why I just don't get great vibes from him either. It seems like he could be a real like
loyal. You've been here for 35 years. Tony, get in here. Come here. Come sit in my lap and tell me who I should hire.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd hire anyone within the organization of this absolute train wreck of a team and then to say like, well, it'll be good. We'll hire somebody and then someone from another trash franchise is the Royals. I think if you take out the Royals like World Series run, they're like the worst team in baseball, during a 20 year span. So,
they're the White Sox. They're like a slightly worse version of the White Sox. Yeah.
Who owns Comiskey or Guaranteed Rate Field? The city?
It's a great question. It's very confusing. I heard on Waddle and Sylvie this week that the White Sox don't. And and I don't know if this is true. It's just what they said. If the Sox get less than 1.9 million fans a year, they don't pay a dollar in rent to whoever owns it.
What?
And if they get, which is fucking insane, and if they get above 2.5 million, they pay rent, but they get like some sort of, like bonus, but what, I don't know, that's not the right word, but whatever, some type of incentive. So, what? What?
I don't understand. Yeah. Okay. I felt dumb that I didn't even know they didn't own that stadium. And they said, oh, their lease is coming up. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
But is it the city that owns it? I don't know that to be true. It might be. I don't know. I'm an idiot too. And I'm a fucking Sox fan. I have no idea. What was shocking to me, I felt very old, that it is a like almost 30-year-old stadium already. Like, I was like, that can't be true. Holy shit. Yes, it is. And I think like the Rangers, didn't they just get a new stadium, and theirs was like 20 years old, their ballpark at Arlington or whatever.
Right.
Whatever. I like going to Sox Park. I'm totally fine if they stay there. I'm totally fine if they go to the suburbs also, whatever. I don't want them to go out of state, but if they did, it would be better than the experience I've had the last 24 months as a Sox fan. But I don't want that to happen.
Would happen if they went to Nashville? Are you sticking with the team?
I don't know. I thought about that. I don't know. We've never had to face that as Chicago professional sports fans, have we? I don't know. Like, if they won a title in Nashville, would you feel like that was your team, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. Like, do Expos fans still root for the Nationals? I doubt it. But I don't know that to be true either way. I have no idea. I hope it's moot. I hope you. Congratulations for you for hitting the mute button.
Yeah, thank
you.
Cough right there.
Great job. Great job with your new mic. That was
kind of
fantastic.
A gross sounding cough. So you're welcome, America.
We're talking too much
Brazil.
About the Sox, though. We're talking too much. Fuck the White Sox. It's interesting times. I agree. I'm glad Han and Williams are no longer there. But I'm not confident in the next thing. I will say, though, real quick to close it out, I'm actually, if Reinsdorf's going to sell the team, I'm okay with this weird, like, half-ass move that it sounds like he's going to make, because the new owner is going to blow it up anyway. I would imagine they would want their own guy. So, fine. Give me, like, 2 or 3 years of Chris Getz. Who cares? Who cares? We're going to suck anyway, probably. Because our farm system blows. I need to.
Why would he sell?
Because he's 87.
But doesn't he want to leave the Sox with his to his family? Like,
I don't
kids?
Know that Michael's involved with the White Sox at all. I think he's the Bulls guy. I don't, but I could be totally wrong about that. I've never heard about Michael involved with the White Sox. And I think there's also a lot more owners with the White Sox than there are, like, percentage-wise, than there are with the Bulls. So I think he's majority owner, but I don't know that he – I don't think he owns more than 50% of the team. So it might not even be his call.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I'm learning a lot about the Sox that I didn't – Sorry.
Bless you.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Bill. I feel who cares? You know, a weird week for Sox fans that are happy that the bad guys are gone, but it's also like, oh, they might move the team, or they might just continue to do the same shit. The like good vibes felt like they were over quickly. So, sorry, I guess. I don't know.
It's fine. It's no big deal. Cubs, you still feel good about them making the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, they're in a great spot. They're, you know, it seems like their best bet now is to head for the wild card. The Brewers just won't lose. I mean, they went to Texas, the Rangers, great team, and they swept them on the road. And then they won again today, I think, in extra innings, and they've won 5 in a row. So a lot of trouble catching up to the Brewers in the division. I think they play them a few more times before the season wraps up. But, I feel good. They're still a fun team. This was kind of a rough stretch with the Tigers here and the Royals. They struggled with both teams a little bit to hang in there, but they won both of those series. that whatever. It's still, I still have like low expectations for them. So if it all bottoms out, I'm like, okay, well, at least they're building something. So it's sort of the complete opposite of the Sox, where mm-hmm. it was low expectations and it's just a pleasant surprise to even give a shit this time of year. So yeah, I'll take it. The pitching's still going to be a problem. They're going to produce runs, but yeah, whatever. Just get in the playoffs and see if you can get a little weird. Who gives a fuck? I still don't know how the wild card works. There's only one. Does one team get a bye now? I know. The Cubs have been irrelevant since they've added another playoff team. So I don't know how it works.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I can paint you a good picture either. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it in late September, early October for you, buddy. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll see where it's at. They're 66-60 right now. Their over under on wins this year was 77.5, which I hammered the over. So they just need to keep it rolling. Nah, Cubs. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, says Dan. Toffees, should we spend like 60 seconds talking about Everton, our boys in blue? 0-2. They play the Wolves or Wolves. I don't know if they're the Wolves. I have no idea. On Saturday, I believe Everton is plus 130. So they're favored, technically, I believe, above the... No, I think the draw might be more likely.
I think you're right. I think the win is the best odds, shortest odds. I don't know how you say that.
They're in trouble, though, I think is the point, right? They're already in some serious shit.
They're horrendous, Bill. They have they may not score a goal all season. I think we're finding that out. Mm-hmm. It feels like they don't even sniff a good look at a goal. They're trash. They're getting relegated hard. So we're going to have to pick a new team here, but we'll ride it out this year. But holy shit, are they bad. They're very bad.
Yeah, they've been dancing with the devil two straight years, and mm-hmm. they seem way worse this year. Not great. Not great. Good time to build that new stadium. anything else, Dan? We really appreciate all the Cameo requests that we've gotten over the past 2 weeks since Cameo invited us on. We really appreciate it. If you want us to roast your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your best friend, your parents, your kids, we're here for you. We're creative. Dan said, I think last time, that he will probably take his shirt off if you tip him an extra $2. Yeah. So think about that as we get into fantasy football and real football time. Just think about it.
I got nothing to add. You nailed it.
Okay. Next episode, next time you'll hear from Zero Doinks, will be Packers week, baby. We'll be talking real football. Rick Fieldsman will return, assuming he's not dead. Bears Fantasy Corner will return. I'm sure we'll have Grease Tank with a auto racing update and lots of awesome things to talk about. It'll probably be a 4.5-hour episode. We apologize ahead of time. I think we'll be excited again. I think we'll have good injury news by then. I think Eberflus will finally tell us that everyone's
good
fine.
Injury news.
Yeah, everyone's fine. Yeah, everyone's fine. That's what I'm convincing myself of, Dan. Trying to get a stub between now and then, though, I think is the point.
I'm good. Yeah, I think we at Zero Doinks have a plan. I think it's a great fucking plan. We're gonna crush it. You want me to do the previews again, the team previews of the coaching staff and all that? I feel like I've done the Packers for a lot. That can't be that different, but I'm also dumb and I forget all these stupid jokes. So we'll carry on with that, right? Or is it,
I think
we
so.
Want to mix it up at all? Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know what? The world is your oyster, Dan. I'm sure if there's anything I know you to be, it is creative and sexual. So we're all looking forward to that segment again this year.
Ooh, rub my peg leg. Want to talk about coaching staff?
Hey, Matt LaFleur. Is Jordan Love any good? I don't know. I don't know. Is that what he would say, do you think? Hard to say. That one hurt a little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting a headache. That sent me to another. Sorry.
Dan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for getting a new mic. And thank you, Zerodoinks listeners, for sticking with us through another preseason stretch. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God we're past it. Just don't get hurt, anybody of import, on Saturday. Please don't. Yeah. Don't do
Including
it.
Including you, listeners. Don't get hurt. Mm-hmm. Stay safe. Mm-hmm. We love you all.
We do. Zerodoinks, see ya in a couple weeks.
Bears.
Fuck you, baby pressures.
Can't think of anything better than what happened in the last year. But you know what? We're all here together. That's what
he fucking murdered cancer. That's what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he did.
Suck my dick, cancer.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. Get help, Jim Miller.
Jim Varney's dead. Sorry about that.